Well, Christian, as we look what's happening in the markets, you know, typically pre-report day, things can sometimes be quiet and subdued. But it has been kind of an interesting day as the corn market has been able to turn itself around. But it sounds like that's what it is, a lot of preparing for Monday's report.
Yeah, you know, that's really the main factor. There's not a whole lot of other news in that market. And it's down pretty hard this week, so it was due to recover some here. We've had some sales, you know, of beans to unknown. We had some corn sales to South Korea. We've had some sorghum sold to unknown. So we do have some business picking up a little bit. The export sales yesterday were not all that great, so it's nice to see, you know, some new business come out. But, yeah, everything's going to focus on, you know, the numbers in that next report. I wouldn't be surprised that the bean yield doesn't change much, but we're still in the camp that we think the corn yield could come down some. You know, stationed where we are in Minnesota, a lot of people still struggled with corn yield here in parts of Iowa. We did come down in the November report, so I wouldn't be surprised if the yield report comes down a little bit more. And then usage will be the big thing because it is a quarterly stocks report, and that will be the biggest thing to look at. You know, our ethanol usage had been really strong, but now with the drop in the crude, it's probably going to back up a little bit. And, you know, the wheat market's had its run. It's had its setback. It's kind of at a level of support. We'll see if it can hold that or not. And on the bean side, you know, all eyes will be on, after the report anyway, will be on the weather in South America. They have some dry areas in the north. Doesn't look real threatening going forward, but it's, you know, it's anytime you get into any type of weather market, you have to look at the longer-term forecast to see what the direction might be.
You know, I thought it was interesting. I was talking with a producer here just the other night, and he said, you know, it used to be grain markets were worried about by the ag industry, and now you get folks like Wall Street Journal and those folks who really seem to be taking a note as to what happens on a daily basis within these markets.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're bouncing around a lot, and obviously with corn's reaction with energy is a big part of it, and everything. So, yeah, you know, and the other thing that's moving a lot is just currencies in general, stock market too. I should count how many days in a row we've had of triple-digit moves on the stock market. I mean, we went down to almost 17,000, went up to almost 18,000, and so every day you're seeing big currency moves, you're seeing a lot of outside markets move, and obviously it's affecting our grains and livestock as well.